You can't do big things if you're distracted by small things. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great tips on eliminating distractions so you can regain the focus you need in your life. Enjoy.
One thing that I've been talking about a little bit, and I'm going to start talking more about, is filtering out distracting information, useless information, filtering out distracting people, dramatic people from your life. So the statistic that shows the importance of this is that we now, today, the average person spends 40% of their time filtering through information. Okay, so filtering through distractions, that is a significant portion of your time. So let's say you're working for 8 hours, right? Over 3 of those hours, you are spending just filtering through information. And this makes sense to you, right? If you're filtering through emails, if you're filtering through calls, if you're filtering through text messages, right? You're filtering through the news, online stuff, pop-up ads, everything that's out there that's not helping you protect your mental energy, helping you get further along in terms of the priorities that you've set, helping you achieve your goals, then it is distracting information and you have to spend time filtering through it. So the question is, how do you start filtering? How do you filter through this information faster? How do you use less of your mental resources, less of your mental energy to filter through this? And there's a few different ways to do that. First of all, right, out of sight, out of mind. If you can eliminate these distractions from your environment, you will not spend time filtering through it. You will not spend your willpower. If you see something, you know, like a pint of ice cream, you're trying not to eat ice cream at night. If you have ice cream in your freezer, you have to make a decision not to eat that pint of ice cream every single night. That is difficult to do. And even if it's not difficult, it's going to make future things more difficult because you just used up one of your decisions. All right. So take away the question of whether or not you're going to have that ice cream altogether. Adjust your environment. It means that you won't have to filter through that information. A more practical example, online, right? You can use certain websites to block other websites. You can turn the alerts off on your phone. Simple stuff. Okay. This is crucial, and a lot of us just don't spend the time doing it. Going into your inbox and changing the settings, right? These little things can really, really add up. Keep things that distract you out of your awareness. Make it so it's not even an option. What else can you do? Automate as many things as possible, right? Whatever that means, some of the things we've already talked about. You can automate, you know, emails going into certain boxes, being filtered out, deleting. You can unsubscribe. You can use all these different apps now. You can block certain sites. Automate things the best of your ability. Don't go down a rabbit hole, right? All of us have a friend that has a phone with 117 different apps on their phone, right? And then they have to navigate through 117 apps to find like the 3 apps they use the most. Everybody, you know, a lot of people have Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these different sources of entertainment, but they really only use 1 or 2. And you just have to do an audit of your life, of everything that's clogging it, because you're just filtering through more and more information. And this should be something you do on a bi-monthly basis, a lot more frequently than you're likely doing it, okay? Because now, in today's world, you should be protecting your mental energy. You should be protecting the energy you have to spend on distractions. It means blocking things, right? Clearing your environment frequently, setting up automated filters, automating your calendar, creating good habits, right? Part of automation is automating your own brain. So you get used to waking up at the same time and doing the most important things in the first 3 hours of the day, having a morning routine that matters. And then finally, outsourcing, you know, get somebody else, another human to do it. Automating means you're getting, you know, machines to do it, tools, AI, etc. Outsourcing means you're getting another human being to do it, and this is easier to do than ever. And I think, you know, whether you're working at a company and there's somebody else who has a lot of strengths that maybe aren't your strengths, or somebody else who really likes to do something you don't like, start finding those people. Start digging in to see what you can do. Maybe you can trade certain tasks with somebody at your office. Maybe you can get seated next to somebody who doesn't distract you and cause drama all the time, right? So start thinking in terms of making your life easier and spending less time filtering. All right, so clear your environment, automate, outsource, and protect blocks of time where your mental energy is peaking. This will help you spend less time filtering through information and more time executing and achieving your goals.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.